Welcome to Sausage on a Fork, a podcast dedicated to the UK's longest-running children's drama programme, Grange Hill. My name's Neil, and in each episode, I'll interview a former cast member about their life before, during, and after their time on the programme. Okay, welcome to the latest episode of Sausage on a Fork, and I am absolutely delighted to say that I have been joined by none other than Julie Buckfield, who played Natalie Stevens. Julie, welcome to Sausage on a Fork.
Hello, welcome. Hello, everybody.
Thanks for joining us. So what we'll do, Julie, is we'll start the way we start every episode, and if you can tell us how you got into acting.
So basically, we used to live in a place called Elstree and Boringwood, and they used to film Grange Hill, like, at the back of our school.
Right.
Like, they used to use our school gates and things like that. And we were, I think we weren't at Sylvia Young's then, but they used to film, and then they started filming EastEnders as well.
Right.
And it was all around our village where we used to live. And I kind of really wanted to be, you know, I was really interested in it. But I was really shy. I was painfully shy when I was younger. And I used to hide behind my twin sister, Claire, quite a lot. She used to speak for the both of us. And then we went, and then one of my mum's friends, her son went to Sylvia Young's, and she said, oh, you should take the twins there. Sylvia loves twins. So we went and auditioned, and she took us on, and then we started doing commercials. We did a lot of commercials. There was a big call for twins back in the day then. We did a lot of commercials to start off with. And the Golden Oldie Picture Show. And then I remember we got a call to go for an audition for Grange Hill.
Right.
And it was for Natalie Stevens. There wasn't a Natasha Stevens, so Claire's part hadn't been written at all. And we both went for it. And it was a long audition process. There was recall after recall after recall. And eventually I got the part. But they never forgot about Claire. There was an episode in Grange Hill where we went away to Dartmoor.
Yeah.
And like all our year in Grange Hill went away to Dartmoor. And for some reason, one of them couldn't make it. So they asked my sister if she wanted to go. Right. But the writer of Grange Hill went along with us.
Right. Okay.
So which is very coincidental.
Yeah.
And so he came along, and he was just obviously jotting a few things down whilst we were away for the week. And then we came back, and the following year they wrote my sister Claire into it.
Brilliant. So you just mentioned there that you were doing a lot of adverts and stuff when you were younger. And I remember when Claire was on, I said to her that I vividly remember the pair of you from an advert. I can't remember what it was for, like what the name of the product was, but it was toy dogs.
Yeah, puppy care.
I vividly remember. I used to watch a lot of telly when I was younger, but I vividly remember the pair of you in that advert. I can't change your spots was the line.
I remember the whole thing. We did a lot of adverts when we were younger. Our first actual ever advert that we did was for Kiora.
Right.
Kiora Club.
Yeah.
Kiora Club. It's too orangey for girls. It's just for me and my dog. I'll be your dog. I can remember. Isn't it weird how, like, I can't remember what I did yesterday, but I can remember things. And we were 8 years old when we did our first commercial. Kiora. I did one for Petite Typewriters.
Right.
Puppy Care. But Grange, I remember going for the Grange Hill audition, and the girl, it was out of two of us. It was we were down to the last two, and the girl that went for it as well. They were saying, "So, what experience do you have?" And she was, "I've done this, I've done that, I've done that." And I went, "Well, I've done some adverts, and I was on Blue Peter once, and that's it, really." Wow. But in the end, I did end up getting the part. But it was I was so nervous on my first day, because also, a lot of my year, like Chrissy and Justine, so Sonia, they all knew each other, and they were well-established characters.
Yeah.
And I was kind of having to slot in.
Yeah.
So I did find that, I mean, they were all absolutely lovely, but I did find it really daunting at first.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean,
And being quite shy was, it was very hard.
yeah, I mean, I don't like using the word replacement, but obviously Lynn Radford Thomas had left, who was Susie
Yes.
Young, and Natalie sort of filled that gap,
Yeah.
if you
Yes.
like. And it's quite strange because your first scene, which was in series 13, there's no actual like big introduction, is there? It was like
No,
Natalie was
it's like
already
I've
in.
always been there.
Yeah, exactly that. Just asking Mr. McKenzie where their form room was, and that was it.
Yeah, B3.
Yeah.
See, these are weird things that I remember. Yeah, and it was like I'd been there all along. It was
Yeah.
really, really weird. But yeah, it was lovely. It was such a lovely experience. I've got such fond memories of
Yeah.
Grangehill. And I joined, like I say, when I was probably 12, and I left when I was 16. So I was there for 4 years, from 1988 to 92, I
Right.
think. But it was just such an enjoyable time, and I learned so much from it
Yeah.
actually as well, which stood me in good stead for afterwards when I went on to, I think one of the first things I did when I left Rancho was the bill. Now
Right.
that's a really fast turnaround,
Yeah, right.
so you have to be spot on with your camera, spot on with your mark. I hit your mark, say your lines, and because of Grangehill, it stood me in really good stead
Yeah,
for
yeah.
that. And I learned so much on that job. And also, I've got such fond memories
Yeah.
of every. There wasn't a nasty person at all. I mean, you had your friends,
Right.
more so than others.
Yeah.
Rachel Roberts, who played Justine, she was a very good friend, and I'm still kind of in touch a little bit with her now. Sonia was my friend who played Chrissy.
Yeah.
I used to have a massive crush on Sean Maguire.
Right.
Yeah. And I was really good friends with Paul Adams because we went to the same school.
Right.
And it's really weird how. So I worked with John. John Pickard started the
Yeah.
same year that I did, but obviously he was in a different year. But he actually started Grangehill the same year that I did. And
Right.
then Claire, my sister, went on to work with John in 2.4
Yeah.
Children. And then I went on to work with John's brother Nick in
Yeah.
Holyoke. So yeah, that was really nice.
Brilliant, brilliant. But like, so obviously you'd been, you were a fan of the program, were you, beforehand, or were you just sort of
Yes.
wait,
No,
right,
I always
okay.
watched it. I always watched it.
So then you've mentioned there that you went and there was people there who you knew, but they were already like sort of friends. But what was it like going and seeing all like the other people who like you might not have known? So like the older pupils and the teachers and stuff like that, and then all of a sudden you're working alongside them.
Yeah, that was they were all really lovely actually. John Drummond, who played Trevor Cleaver,
Yeah.
he was just hilarious. He was so funny
Right.
and looked very much like his character. He was really lovely. I think John Alford was there
Yeah.
my first year as well. And I remember having a little bit of a crush on him, even though he was so much older. But yeah, John Alford, Rene Zaga, he played Mike
Yeah.
Bentley. He was there. He started the same year that I did. Who else was Callie,
Yeah.
Simone Hyams.
Simone Hyams, yeah.
Yeah, Georgina. They were there. Yeah, and I've watched these people on telly, and then all of a sudden you're sitting in their rehearsal room doing a read through with them, and I
Yeah.
just remember my face just going bright red,
Yeah.
like and you we all sat in a circle, and I was like, oh God, who do I sit next to? It was
Yeah.
yeah it was
Brilliant. Brilliant. Okay, so like as you said, Natalie started. Well, she didn't start. She'd already been there. But
she
then,
got thrown in.
yeah. And obviously, Natalie had a younger sister that we knew about at the time, Becky, played by
Yes,
Natalie Poyser, who I've since found
who
out.
was the same age as
Same
me
age as you, yeah.
and was actually much taller than me,
Yeah.
so she was the same age and much taller than me, but she was playing a character that was 2 years younger. Natalie, yeah, bless
Yeah.
Natalie.
Brilliant. And then
Yeah.
in sort of like the first few episodes that Natalie was in, Natalie was just sort of like sort of part of the classroom scenes, she was mates with Justine and Chrissy, but the big story at the time was about Justine and Tex, wasn't it? And sort of the way.
That was the big story that year,
Yeah.
Justine and Ted. Yeah. And I remember the storyline. I remember Sonia had a storyline with the pregnancy, didn't she? That was
Yeah.
quite a big storyline,
Yeah.
and quite an important one. And I've just been
Definitely.
walking with my friend, and she said, "Oh, my parents wouldn't let me watch Grange Hill."
Right.
And we're the same age. And I said, "Isn't it funny?" She said, "Yes, my father thought it was too, it wasn't right for my eyes." Which we were allowed to watch it, and I loved it. I mean,
Yeah.
I've showed my daughter's 10, and I've shown her some Grange Hill that's been on YouTube, but it's very grainy.
Yeah.
It's not very clear. And so she watches Ackley Bridge, and I went, "What's Ackley Bridge like?" She went, "Well, it's Grange Hill, but better." And I went, "Oh, thanks very much, Kitty. Great." Yeah. I went, "Excuse me, that's 4 years of work." But she said, "But I can't see it. It's not clear. It's all blurry." She said, "Whereas I can see Ackley Bridge." But
No,
yeah,
I mean,
Grange Hill was very, there were lots of important storylines.
yeah, definitely.
There was one that I watched the other day, because I was coming on, was the one with when they had the gangs, and I think
Yeah.
that Liam died,
Yeah,
Justine's boyfriend, Liam, and that was quite a big, I remember that being quite a big storyline. And one of my favorites,
Yeah.
so I'm going to say my least favorite was when I had to sing. Oh
It's
my gosh, I was so embarrassed. And that came about because we used to have a Christmas party every year,
Yeah.
at the end of sh and when like a wrap party, and they used to play bleepers and things like that. But you could get up and do something if you wanted to.
Right.
And so one year, me and Sonia, my first year actually, I think Sonia and I, so that's Chrissy, yeah, Chrissy and Natalie, we got up and sang a song together on stage. And then the next year, they wrote in that I was in a pop group. In a pop band, and being so shy, I was absolutely mortified, but I had to do it. And
Yeah.
it's funny, isn't it? Because you can be shy, but once you go on stage, you're a different person. And because you're playing
Yeah,
somebody else,
completely. Yeah.
you totally come out of your shell. So
Yeah.
that was one part that I did find embarrassing.
Right.
But one of the things that I do remember really fondly is. And actually, there's a really good story to this. So, do you remember when the public school boys came?
Yeah.
So, and it was Mark
Mark
Warren.
Warren, yeah.
So I had to audition with him,
Right.
and the director Richard, he made he and he it was so intimidating because he was so good.
Yeah.
But he was right in my face, like he was doing like, and I've never been like, I've never had, I never, I don't think I'd had a romance. I think towards the end I had a romance with Matthew
Yeah.
on the show,
Yeah.
but I hadn't had anything up till then, and he was so in my face, but he was absolutely amazing. And he walked out, and I went, and we just all looked at each other, and they went, "Well, that's it, that's
Yeah.
decision made." And I went, "Oh my God, he's so good, isn't he?"
Yeah.
And I remember it was they played Thomas, Piers, and Luke, and Luke had a bit of a soft spot for Justine.
Yeah.
They did a paper or something together. And Piers kind of was just a nice guy. But then Thomas fancied Natasha, my
Yeah.
sister Claire, and I pretended to be Natasha.
Yeah.
Yeah, and he didn't like Natalie at all.
No.
Yeah.
Brilliant.
So,
Brilliant.
and
Oh.
that happened in real life as well. We just have swapped a few times.
All right, okay. We'll get on
Yeah.
to that a little bit later on, I think then. As you said, in the first year, it was also Mr. Hankin was there as well, played
Lee
by Lee
Corns.
Corn.
Now, yes, now I remember him because he was in Blackadder.
Yeah. Yeah.
And again, it was another, oh my God, famous person. Yeah,
Yeah.
yeah. And Mr. Hargreaves as well joined.
Yeah, he did, yeah. But
Yeah,
like
he was.
the thing with Mr. Hankin, Natalie didn't seem to really take to Mr. Hankin very well. When you watch those sorts of episodes he's in, she was I know a lot of people talked over him, over Mr. Hankin because he never had any authority.
Oh.
But Natalie just I don't know when they went down the canal and Natalie was doing impressions of him and stuff like that, and he just or he'd try and say what was meant to be happening in the lesson, and Natalie kept interrupting him. What are we doing, sir? And he's like, he'd be trying to tell you, just like, oh my God. Yeah.
I remember doing that canal shoot actually, and we were testing the water. Yeah, I remember doing that. Yeah, he was so lovely. He's such a lovely man. Yeah, but he was so good, wasn't he?
Yeah,
Because
oh,
he,
brilliant. Yeah, he's
yeah,
and so funny. He's
really funny.
he actually He was on the last episode of this.
Oh, really?
Well, what a guy. It's probably the first time I've been really nervous doing one of
Oh.
these because of the Young Ones and Blackadder and Bottom and everything else that he was in.
Yeah. Yeah, he was. I did. And I think there were a few people, like, I mean, Anna Quayle started the same year, and that was like, she was in Chitty Chitty Bang Bang. And it was like, wow. And you're sitting around and you're looking at all these people, and that Mr. Cooper,
Mr.
George,
Griffiths.
Mr. Griffiths, George Cooper, he was in it for years, and all of a sudden you're sitting in the same room as him, and it was just like, wow. Yeah, it was a dream come true. It really, really was.
Brilliant, brilliant. And Natalie's sort of, I would say in your first series, Natalie's sort of biggest storyline was probably being involved with the t-shirts design
Yes,
and
the print, the screen, print, silk screening, silk
Now,
screening. That.
Natalie and Chrissy seem to be like quite into the art. Were you anything like that at all? Were you very
I
art?
was, I loved art actually at school.
Right.
Yeah, I did. I really did. I loved art at school. Maths, not a chance. No
Right.
chance at all. Luckily, my daughter doesn't take after me.
Right. Okay.
Yeah, she's got her daddy's brains. But yeah, no, I did. I loved art, and I remember that was kind of because I started off as a bit of a drifter in Grange Hill as Natalie. The character started off as a bit of a drifter, but then she became firm friends with Chrissy. Yeah, and I remember, but her the pregnancy storyline with Ted.
I mean the thing about the what I liked about the well, not necessarily what I liked, but with the design, the t-shirt designs, there was a lad called Raju came on board
Oh
with the
my God.
girls as well. And managed to his cousin could get them t-shirts and he found a place for him to do it and all that. And he was really sort of heavily involved in that storyline. And then when the girls got locked in the basement by the Simpsons,
Oh yeah, the brothers, yeah.
Chrissy and Justine with all the spray paints and that, and it was Raju and Natalie who found the girls and found them collapsed.
Yeah.
And then it carried on because then we met Natalie's mum as well.
Yes,
When Natalie had tested the t-shirts at home, but all the ink had run.
yeah. Oh my gosh, these are things. God, I thought I'd done some homework, but obviously I haven't.
And it ruined Becky's blouse, and the mum wanted money to
Yes.
be reimbursed for the blouse and all that.
Oh my gosh.
And then the other thing that happened there was Matthew had ordered one of the t-shirts, and whereas you said later on, sort of the thing with Matthew, Natalie was like always on at Matthew to pay for his t-shirts, and he didn't want
I
it.
know.
He
And
didn't
he
want it
didn't
to,
have a lot of money, did
at
he?
that point, he hadn't told anyone what his sort of home life
Yeah.
had become because it had changed dramatically. He had to move to a bedsit, which he eventually set on fire.
Yes.
And then Miss Booth had drawn a caricature of Mr. Hargreaves, and Chrissy had got it, and the girls printed the t-shirt with it on.
Oh my gosh, yes.
And then that then led to the t-shirt business having to be closed down. And we never saw Raju again after that. He'd been so
No,
heavily involved, and all of a
I
sudden,
know.
he
And
was
he
just
just
plucked away.
disappeared. And I actually went to school with him.
Right.
Carl Pitsey, his name was. And he, I know it was really, that was really bizarre. There were a couple of people like that that were in it for a little bit and then just disappeared, didn't they? Yeah,
And
I
then
was very lucky to make 4 years.
the next series then, so series 14, which went on air in 91. And when I looked on IMDb, which isn't the most reliable source of information, and anyone who listens to the podcast knows I always say that. It's got you listed as being in every episode in series 14.
Yes, I was.
Wow.
Yes, I was. And I loved it. You got out of school. Well, you didn't really, because they had tutors there. But the tutors, see, I remember Ian Hoskins was our head tutor, and he was so lovely. And you had to do a minimum of 3 and a maximum of 5 hours per day. And I was a bit of a swot at school, so if I could do 5 hours, I would. But
Brilliant.
it was very, it was, but it was very hard. If you'd be able, I remember I was in every single episode that year. It was very busy, and I think we used to film for like Am I right in saying 9 months of the year, or
It's something like that, yeah. From what I.
it was a long old period. We'd finish around Christmas time, and then we wouldn't come back till like March,
Right.
April, I think. Yeah, and I always remember there being a Christmas party.
Yeah.
But it was, yeah, that was really good. That was, and I liked series 15 as well. I wasn't in that so much. They
No.
did the whole thing in series 15 was they introduced my sister
Yeah,
Claire.
exactly. Yeah. Well, as you just said, series 14 is the one you talked about earlier on with the Chrissy Mannering pregnancy, because Chrissy had started seeing Ted,
Yes.
but also Mr. Van der Groot had come along
And I had a
as
big
well.
crush on him, didn't
Yeah,
I?
and you were helping him trying to find a flat and all
Yeah.
that, and the mum found a
Oh.
flat, and but also,
He was only in one series as well,
yeah, he
wasn't he?
was only in the one series, and they tried to find him a flat, and when they found him a flat, Chrissy and Natalie both agreed to go round and help him paint it, but then Natalie couldn't, because Natalie couldn't. They had this. I've written this one down. Couldn't because her uncle had turned up from Liverpool.
Oh, there you go. See, I've always had that Liverpool connection.
And Natalie wasn't too happy about that, but obviously Chrissy went round. And then earlier on in that series, there'd been a lesson on sex education, which Anna Quayle had done, and he just really daring for a kids' TV program to tackle. I thought before the pregnancy storyline, just to have a sex education lesson.
Yeah. But you know what, though, if you think about it now, so now my daughter's 10 and she learnt it last
Yeah.
year. They're learning it so much, you know. I mean, back then it was probably, yeah, it was groundbreaking because, you
Yeah.
know, we didn't really talk about things like
No.
that then. But nowadays it is a lot younger. But they did a lot of things. Like, I mean, one of the most famous things is obviously the Zamo
Yeah.
storyline, and I remember watching it and for that, and I remember them going to America and meeting the president and singing
Yeah.
"Just Say No." You know, I followed all that,
Yeah.
and the girl that played Faye, her mum was the chaperone, June.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, she was the chaperone. Yeah, oh gosh, there's so many different memories,
Yeah.
so many different memories, and all lovely memories.
Yeah, brilliant, brilliant. So then obviously, we said about the girl going to paint the flat, but in the end it was only Chrissy that went round to help decorate. And then Natalie was talking to Chrissy about what it had been like, and Chrissy made up a story which made it sound like quite romantic. And Natalie
I
said,
got jealous, didn't
Natalie,
I?
but Natalie said, did that really happen? And Chrissy just said no, and she stormed out the room. And then that was the day we found out that Chrissy was pregnant. And then the big story then was who was the father, and it was assumed
Yes.
that it was Mr. Van der Groot.
Yes.
And then when it was Fran and Natalie were talking to Chrissy and said, you need to get advice because we don't know what to do in this situation either. And there's another
No.
one. Fran was there, and Maria. And I said this to Claire, the talent that you had in that year group, the actors that you had, was really, really strong. When you go through from the likes of Sean Maguire and
Louisa
Louis,
Bradshaw White.
and then you ended up with like Desmond Askew and
Yes.
Gareth Phillips and Kelly George and Paul.
Is so Desi, I knew because we'd both done Les Mis at the
Right.
same time. So he was Gavroche and I was young Eponine.
Right.
Kelly George was one of those. He was a few years older than I was at school, so he was one of those that you looked up to. So he was
Yeah.
playing Ray, who was a character that was, you know, a lot younger than himself.
Yeah.
Who else? And Gareth
Gareth
with the
Phillips.
most amazing operatic voice.
Right.
Oh yeah, he honestly such a beautiful, beautiful singer. I think he's running a pub. I think he's running a pub
Yeah,
now. Or
that was what I'd heard as well. Yeah, I've heard that one.
yeah, I
Yeah.
think so. Who else was that? So yeah, Rebecca. I don't know what Becky Gilgan's doing, but I know.
I heard that Rebecca Gilgan had a pie shop or something. That was the last thing I
Oh really?
heard. Yeah. That was
Oh
the last
wow.
thing I heard. Yeah. you know?
Wow, and obviously we all know what Louise has done.
Brilliant. And then the trip to Dartmoor, like you mentioned that earlier on. Like,
Yes.
so have you got any sort of stories of any
Do you know what? We all got
backstage
really
things?
homesick.
Right? Really?
We all got really homesick. And you're supposed to go away on these, they're like PGLs, aren't they? You're supposed to go away and you're not supposed to have any contact with your parents or anything. But by day two, we were like, so the writer Lee Jackson used to walk us down to the phone box so we could ring our parents. Because we were all so homesick because we were living, because it was like how it was in the actual show. It was
Right.
bunk beds and the meals were very sparse, and and we had to learn how to horse ride. I remember they took us sailing and all I did was throw up.
Right.
And
Okay.
we went potholing and there was a you had to wear a gas lamp on your head to see through the tunnels, and that made me feel sick.
Right.
So even though we all looked like we're having a great time, it was quite
So
torturous.
they had you doing all the actual activities that you
Yeah, they
saw
did.
on
Yeah,
the
we had to.
program.
That's why we spent the week there, because we had to learn how to do all those things so that we could do them for Grangechill.
And then, because there was a little bit of a storyline, we've mentioned Matthew. That was when it started coming out about N Natalie and Matthew, because Chrissy told everyone that she knew who Natalie fancied. And then the next day, everyone was talking about the fact that Natalie fancied Matthew. But it wasn't actually clear at first if she actually did or if she just liked him, as, like thought he was a nice kid and stuff.
I think she th at first she thought he was a nice kid, but then I think I'm sure that he liked her when she did the singing. I'm sure that rings a bell.
And
And
then
then he left.
we'll get onto that one in a minute. Like, but you said that you'd all got homesick, because I was going to ask, because Natalie told Justine at first she was homesick, but then she got used to nature and she didn't want to go home. But I'm guessing that wasn't the case from what you just told me 2 minutes ago.
No, that was, we did go,
And
we
then,
all got really homesick. It was
or
funny.
also in the final exercise on that trip, you said mentioned the horse riding, but we didn't actually see you doing any horse riding. You just saw the horses were there,
You
and
know
we
why?
go on.
Because we were having a, so they used to take photos like and publish photos of us, and they made all our horses in a line up in a line, and whoever's horse was next to me crushed my leg. The
Wow.
horse came too really close and crushed my leg, so I couldn't get back on the horse.
Oh my God.
I do remember that.
Okay. And then it did become clear, as you said, that there was something between Natalie and Matthew. And a few people went round to Matthew's new house or new flat. And it did become clear that there was something there. But Matthew's mum she didn't seem to like the fact that there was something going on, but it was never really made clear why that was.
No, I don't know either. I remember the whole Matthew storyline with the, like, his shirts were grey, his, and his uniform was really shabby, and I do remember that. And I remember, I think we were spying to see where he lived. I don't think we were, and I think that maybe Matthew's mum maybe thought that I was taking the mickey out of him,
Okay, I get you.
but I wasn't. We were genuinely concerned.
And then you mentioned there then about the singing, because Matthew had asked Natalie if she'd go to dance with him, and she said she couldn't, but she wouldn't say why. And
No.
then it turned out she was the mystery singer, which you've already said
Yes.
was great, but also really terrifying for you as well. But you sang the series out, because it
I
was
did.
also
Mrs.
Mrs.
McCluskey left.
McCluskey's leaving.
It was, yeah.
And what an absolute legend Gwyneth Powell
Oh my
was.
gosh, absolutely. Absolutely. And I remember going to see her in Panto as well. So the chaperones had organised. So we were at just not Justine, Rachel went, myself. There was a fair few of us, and they took us to Brighton to see her in Panto. And we went backstage and she was so grateful
Yeah.
and she was so fabulous.
Yeah, no, I mean,
Yeah,
I
it was.
absolutely love her. Like, I got to know her through this because she came on here, and she just honestly, just the nicest person, you
She is. She was so. She's so lovely. So she was so lovely.
Brilliant,
Yeah.
brilliant. Yeah,
And
no.
again, another actress that you just look up to and want to learn from and
Yeah.
just watch. You know,
Yeah.
she was, yeah, very lovely.
Brilliant. Oh,
All of
Kaiser.
those older actors, all of those older actors, you know, that played the teachers. I remember Karen Ford, Miss Booth. So she was, I had a lot of stuff to do with her because of the art in the beginning. She was so lovely. And also Kevin, who played Mr. Hargreaves, even though his character was awful, he was so nice. He was so, and you kind of, you'll often find that people who are really horrid are actually, you know, are absolutely lovely.
He reminded me of Britas. Remember the Britas Empire? Go.
Oh, yeah,
He
absolutely, yeah.
reminded me of him, like,
Yeah. Yeah, he
okay.
does actually look a bit like.
So we'll move on then to series 15, and this is where there was all that confusion. There was two N. Stevenses on the register, and Natalie appeared to be really different. You know, she was really aggressive to people, and but everyone was only calling her Nat. That's the big thing there. Everyone was referring to the name Nat and not Natalie. She told Matthew that she didn't know who she was. She'd called Chrissy a slag,
I know,
and
just because she was pregnant.
Natalie didn't know why everyone was being horrible to her. And then she called Maria and Fran a slag as well, and ran off. And then they caught her. And then it was the big reveal that Natalie actually had a twin
Yeah,
sister.
and Claire hates that scene
Does she?
because she pulls the worst face ever, and it freezes
Right,
on this face, and she's like, "Oh my God, I can't believe I did that."
brilliant. Because it was a proper. I said to Claire, it was like a, it was a Duff Duff, wasn't it? It was an
It
EastEnders
was
Duff
a
Duff.
duff duff moment. Yeah.
But yeah, I just thought really convenient that everyone had only been referring to her as Nat. Even the teachers had only referred to her as Nat
Yes,
as
yeah. All of
well.
us, all of a sudden, I was Nat instead of
Yeah,
Natalie. Yes.
and then
They did that again very cleverly.
It did come out because, do you know what I was thinking about this? If they'd give her another name, the writer for that would have had to have been completely different, I imagine. If it was a name where you couldn't have, you know, a shortened version, that would have been the same for two
Yeah.
names. Like,
Yeah,
so it was really
exactly.
convenient. And
Yeah,
it did come
yeah.
out that Natalie and Becky had always had, well, obviously, they'd always had this sister, but they'd lived with their mom and Natasha had lived with the dad.
With their dad. And I think Natasha came and obviously upset everybody, called Chrissy a slag. And I think she said to Maria and Fran, "And you two must be as well if you hang about with her." That's what she said. She rubbed everybody up the wrong way, and then I remember walking through the corridor. So she'd gone one way, I'd gone the other, and they're like, "Natalie, and I'd be like, "Yes, sir." And they look and they yeah. And then obviously it was the big reveal. And then she carried on being horrible,
Yeah, to everyone.
Natasha. That is, she carried on being horrible, but everybody loved her.
I am. Yeah,
So
because
I remember.
she had her mum.
Desi fell in love with
She
her.
had mum wrapped around her finger, didn't she? You know, she seemed Natasha seemed to have the mum wrapped around the finger and ended up getting the better bedroom and all that business. I mean, she had a rough life from when the dad had moved, because the dad had moved abroad. She'd been sent there where she didn't want to go to. She had to leave her school. So there
Well,
was
she'd been
so
to private school,
yeah.
yeah.
So there was also she, unsurprisingly, she was on the defensive from the off. And then
She was, and she, but she kind of rubbed. I remember she kept rubbing my nose in it. That, "Oh, I'm going to see Dad. I'm going to see Dad tonight. Dad's taking me out tonight." And I'd be like, "Really? Is he? Does he not want to see me? Us? You know? Does he not want to see?" And she'd be like, "No. He's taking just me out tonight." I remember there being a lot of that.
Yeah, there was a lot of that, and it was a bit funny because she said that, you know, the dad didn't want anything to do with it, and neither would Matthew by the time she'd finished with him. But then we never saw Matthew again, as you said. He just disappeared halfway through the series, and there
I
was no way him.
know.
There was
It
no.
was that was really weird. That was really weird. How did he disappear? He just
He just
disappeared.
suddenly he just wasn't there. Yeah, he just stopped being in it. There was no exit storyline or anything like that. It was just he just wasn't there
Right,
anymore.
okay.
And then there was always Natasha had pretended to be Natalie a bit, so Natalie then pretended to be Natasha to get her out of detention.
Yes.
And like you've already mentioned that you and Claire did a fair bit of that anyway, swapping over and pretending to be.
We did do a lot of that when we were younger. We were very, I mean, we are identical twins and we are still very, very close. We see each other practically every day. And our children have grown up together. They're cousins, but they're more like brother and sister.
I get you,
We are very close. And I remember when Claire came into it actually, and it was really nice because we went to theatre school and we both started at Sylvia Young's, and I had to go, like I'd leave at 12 o'clock and get on the bus to go to rehearsals or to go filming. And Claire would be left at school when she didn't know any. No, we just started there.
I
She
get you,
didn't know anybody. And so when she joined Grangehill, it was really nice because we'd get on the bus together, and it was really, I mean, she knew most of the people anyway, because like they always felt sorry for her because like at the Christmas party she'd be invited as well. And Albert Barber was always, who the producer was, so always so lovely. And he kept saying, he remembered her from the auditions, and he kept saying, I'm going to put your sister in this. I'm going to write yourself. And I was like, okay. And not thinking that it would actually ever happen. And I was like, okay.
But
And then.
was there never did you never have a sense of, oh, this is my thing? Or did you want it to be there
No.
anyway?
Yeah, I did. Yeah, I did. Acting is it's a very competitive profession, but for us, as long as one of us gets it, then it's great. And we've done, I mean, we did Grangehill, and then we didn't work together for ages. And then we got an episode of Holby together. And when we played twins, and both of them had heart conditions. And I was award mine was supposedly worse than hers. So I was awarded the heart. No, she was awarded the heart because I was too ill to have the procedure. So I tried to kill her. This obviously not in real life. This is on Holby. And
Natasha and Natalie reversed then. So yeah.
And I remember the director saying, "This is your sister, and you're trying to just think about." Because then I had to apologize, and be crying and everything. And he was like, and he said to the makeup lady, "She doesn't need stick. She doesn't need tear stick. She doesn't need any of that." And he sat there, talked to me, said, "This is your sister who you love so much, and you've just tried to kill her. How would you feel?" And I just remember going, "Oh my God!" And it roll the camera, and literally, I had snot dripping down my nose and everything. It was like it was really powerful. And we've also when she joined Grangehill, it was lovely. It was, and we had 2 years together, which was great.
Brilliant. Now, I mentioned this to Claire as well. During that series when they did Writers Week, and there was a performance from Levi Tafari.
Oh yes.
I said to Claire, I only mentioned it because he came to the school where I worked, and I was with about 15 kids. And when he started, I almost forgot that I was in work because listening to him was just it was
So
just
good.
unreal. Yeah, absolutely unreal.
Motivation, concentration, and a little something. I
Inspiration.
can eat, something like that. And he was so good. He was so good. And what a lovely man.
Yeah, he's great.
A lovely man.
And such a massive presence as well. Just he's a huge fella, isn't he? And just the presence that you get
He
anyway,
is.
like he's brilliant.
But he's got such charisma, hasn't he? But he's also very gentle with it. Yeah, and he does. He captivates an audience of children. The children could be screaming, but he walks in and everyone's quiet and everyone pays attention.
Yeah, definitely. And Claire, because Claire said like the fact that he went in and he'd obviously had an idea what he was going to do, and he'd asked a few questions, but then when he started doing the actual performance, everyone was just like, wow, that's just in incredible. Like,
Wow, absolutely
yeah,
amazing.
brilliant. Brilliant. And you mentioned earlier the fact that there had been the gang fighting and stuff like that, and that sort of escalated because Natalie was chased by some of the lads who thought that she was Natasha. Because Natasha had
Yes.
pushed some of them into rubbish when they'd been having a go with some of the younger kids. And there was, and it did, it led to that massive, massive fight on the waste
Massive
ground.
fight.
Were you there for that scene?
Yes.
Right, okay.
Yeah, I was there. I remember going there. That was shot at White City,
Right,
at
okay.
the old, well, it's not, it's still there, isn't it? But it was shot at White City.
Yeah.
And oh my gosh, that was a lot. That was epic. That was. There were
Yeah.
so many supporting artists
Yeah.
on the day. Yeah,
Like
it was
like Ben-Hur or something like that, like
yes, yeah. Yeah, I suppose so. It was. It was. Yeah. Well, bless the poor floor managers.
Well, I
Yeah,
know
it was. That was a big. That was a big old shoot.
Alan Cave, who played Dennis, said that he was terrified that day because he was like in the first year. He said, and there was just these hundreds of people getting bussed in. He said, and some of them were up to all kinds as well. He said he was just genuinely terrified of a lot of
Yeah.
the people on that shoot. Like,
Oh,
and
yeah, I
then
see. I wasn't.
once,
I had some good friends. So
right.
if you're friends with Joe Poby, no one's going to touch you. So Joe Poby was a friend of was a is a very good and still even now, if I see Joe, he's like, Buckers.
Yeah, brilliant.
So yeah, he was so you know, I was always going to be safe because he
Yeah,
was my friend. Bless him.
brilliant. And then we moved on to like there was a birthday. It was Natalie and Natasha's birthday scene. And the only reason I brought this one up is because Becky gave Natalie a much bigger birthday card than she gave to Natasha. She knew what she was doing,
She did know.
didn't she?
She did. But then, you know, they'd lived together longer, I
Yeah.
guess. You know, Natasha went off and lived with her father and got spoiled by her father.
Yeah.
She went to private school, and so Becky and Natalie were at home with their mum and went to, you know,
Yeah.
state school. So, you know, and just had to get on with it. So,
Yeah.
yeah, I guess Becky felt like we were in it together,
Yeah,
you
definitely.
know.
Yeah. But even it got to the point where even Becky was getting fed up of the fighting and stuff as well. Because that's when Becky said, look, Natasha can have my room if it's going to stop all the fighting, didn't it? And
Yeah,
stuff
it
like
was.
that.
And then I think people started moaning at me because I was always moaning about
Yeah.
Natasha. So
Yeah.
like Fran and Maria were like, oh God, Natalie, just give it a
And they
rest.
started making excuses to not be around Natalie
Yeah,
as well. But then we
they
found
did.
out that Natasha was like feeding little bits of poison into people and saying, oh, Natalie's saying this.
I didn't know what I'd done wrong.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah, I do remember that.
And then there's the bit then which we talked about earlier with Mark Warren when Natasha had said she'd go babysitting with Richard, but then Thomas had asked Natasha out, so she
To
said
go
that.
out and so basically Thomas had asked out Fran and Maria
Yeah.
first because I watched the other I did do my homework so I watched this the other day so Thomas had asked out Fran and Maria first and then he went oh hang on a minute ding dong when he saw Natasha and he asked Natasha out. She didn't know that he'd obviously asked them out but then Fran and Maria overheard her making arrangements to see him that night
Right.
when she was supposed to be going out with Richard to
Yeah.
babysit his little brother. So they went, right, we're going to tell her that they told her that he cancelled, but they dressed me up
Yeah.
and I went out and I talked to
It
all our
was a
and I
really
slept.
exaggerated Natasha, wasn't
It
it?
was a really exaggerated,
It
yeah, I had, oh my God, they backcombed my hair. I looked awful. Oh, I had these stilettos on. I looked absolutely awful. And I went out pretending to be Natasha. And he was like, and I think he literally kicked me out the car
Yeah.
when we got back. And then the next day, Natasha was like, did you fancy that date then? And he's like, absolutely not. No way.
But was it fun getting to play that the bad girl part for a bit?
Yeah. It was
Brilliant.
good. It was good. And do you know what's funny? People always say, are you the nice one or are you the nasty one?
Right, okay.
Yeah. And even now, I
Yeah.
mean, how long ago was Grange Hill? People still recognize me more for Grange Hill than they do for Hollyoaks.
Right.
Because I guess you know, I remember being on honeymoon with my husband and we were in the swimming pool and I bobbed up, just dove in, bobbed up in the swimming pool and I heard, dare, dare, dare. And I thought, yeah, right program, but that's the wrong theme tune.
I was gonna say, yeah, That had well gone by the time you were there, wasn't it? Yeah. And that series ended with a baseball match.
It did. It did. And again, this is the only thing that bugged me about Claire coming into the show. She got all the good clothes.
Right, okay.
So Rachel got all the good clothes as well. Rachel always, but to be fair, Rachel looked stunning in anything. But Claire came in and got all the, I was just literally, it was shocking. I was like, oh my gosh. Yeah, Claire got all the good clothes. And I remember she got a really cool jacket. We all got given baseball jackets. And I had like this purple, awful, and I was like, oh, not again, not again. Yeah.
But you watch that back, and it just looks like 90s fashion. So it's not like it fits in nicely. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's not
It
like
was nice. That was fun filming that actually. That was really good fun.
yeah, because that was. I mean, I don't know where that was, but it wasn't Grange Hill where that was filmed,
No,
was
that was at a private school in
it?
Bushey. Yeah, that
Right.
was at a private school in Bushey.
Yeah, and then at that, Natasha told Natalie to go up with Richard. And she could pretend to be Natasha, and
I know. I watched that the other day.
Richard said maybe that's not a bad idea. I think Richard
That's bad though, isn't it?
had
I would feel awful. That's actually happened before where one of my boyfriends has actually fancied Claire.
Right, okay.
That didn't go down very well at all. Yeah, but that, I mean, that was awful. Why don't you just pretend to be me? And it was like, I mean, that's awful, isn't it? Shocking. Although, I mean, we have done it in the past.
Yeah, well, I, do you know what? We'll leave that bit there. We won't go on about that one too much. So then the series 16, which went on air in 91, and you were in sixth form for this one, and probably the biggest, the main storyline that ran throughout the series was Natasha's diary,
Oh my gosh, yes.
and it started where Natalie told Fran and Maria that Natasha had a secret diary.
Yes.
And they managed to get the diary, and they put a fake letter in, pretending to be from a boyfriend of Natasha's who was actually Fran's cousin.
Yes.
Yeah. And then
Yes.
they put the letter in, and then the diary went missing.
Yes, and it was who stole the diary, wasn't it?
Yeah, all the way through. Because everyone.
And wasn't it something, didn't and Desi find it or something? There
Well,
was something written about.
he found a letter and a photograph, and he put the photograph in one in a book in the library. And out of all the books in the library, Natalie managed to get it
Of
back.
course, he did.
But then there was all bits of the pages were all getting bits of the diary were getting stuck up around the
And
school.
printed, yeah, they were photocopied, weren't they? And you couldn't see who was photocopying, could you?
No, you didn't know who it was.
No, yes.
They got the photograph, as you said. Natalie found the photograph. They put that in Maria's bag, and when Maria found it, Natasha went along with this the lie herself of how did you get that? That's mine, even though she'd never seen it before. And the whole thing was built on lies. And then eventually it came out that it was fake when the lad who was in the photograph turned up at the school because he was Fran's cousin from Scotland, I think he was.
Jamie.
I think Jamie was the lad from Dartmoor, I think. There was
He was
someone
in the
else.
band.
There was
Yes,
another
that's
lad.
it. I'm getting
Can't remember
confused.
the lad
Yes.
from Scotland. I can't remember his name. But then the diary storyline starts coming to an end when Natalie brought in her saxophone because she had a lesson after school to go to it, because she never ever mentioned the fact that she was playing the saxophone.
Conveniently, in this episode, I mean, she was grade eight
It had
saxophone,
never been
we all know.
mentioned before, but then all of a sudden she brought it in because she had a lesson. So she gave it to Becky to look after, and Becky asked Nick to look after it because he thought it was Natasha's, and he had a bit of a thing. He she
They all did, didn't they?
yeah, the only thing for Natasha, and I even as like however old I was, 16 at the time, thinking she's horrible. Why do any of the lads fancy her?
I
Like, yeah.
know, exactly. I think you do. You always go for the bad one, don't you?
So then Nick gave Becky the keys to his locker. Becky found all the diary pages, and it all came out. And it's but even when that came out, it still carried on for a little bit longer because Natalie asked Nick for the photocopies, but then Maria then got older, the photocopied page. It went on a little bit longer, but eventually it did come out that it was Nick, and there was a big heart to heart. But by that point, nobody in sixth form was talking to each other
No.
anymore. They all fell out.
We couldn't trust each other.
No, but then Ray got everyone back on side because it was his brother's wedding. And he asked everyone to help out, and you had to sing again. And that
Amazing
was,
Grace.
yeah. But you got to sing,
Amazing Grace.
you got to sing that one with Claire, didn't you? You were
Yes, we did. Yes, we
on your
did.
own for that one. Was it whose choice was that? I'm guessing it wasn't yours.
No, it wasn't. It was their choice, production. But yeah, we're not really. See, we're more like a, I would say we're more of a musical theatre singer,
Right.
but not an operatic,
Yeah.
Amazing Grace kind
Yeah.
of. Gareth would, in fact, Gareth was helping us to learn it.
Oh, wow, right.
And he was amazing. Oh my God, he was just had the most beautiful, beautiful voice. And he was helping us to learn it. But I remember that wedding because she had the bride had such a funky dress.
Yeah.
It was short at the front and long at the back.
Yeah.
And but because I remember Kenny being a bit quirky as
Yeah,
well.
yeah. Yeah. And so then that was your last sort of episode that you did. Did you want to go back for the last year of sixth form? Or was it just a case of we're not doing it
They
now?
didn't. No, they didn't. They didn't. We had an interview, so they changed
Right.
producers, and we had an interview, and they said, "What would you do if you didn't come back next year?" And I said, "Well, I'd like to do this. I'd like to do this. Maybe do this." But then some people were like, "I need to come back. I've just bought a house."
Right. Yeah.
So some of us got to go back, and some of us didn't.
It's okay.
But it was. Yeah, it was fine. We left, and then I think Claire pretty much went into 2.4 children straight away,
Yeah.
and I would do, was doing lots of things like I did Pie in the Sky, The Build, London's Burning, Casualty,
Yeah.
lots of things. Lots of things like that until eventually I ended up in
Well,
Hollyoaks.
you just mentioned the bill there. When I was looking up, you were in it twice, 2 years apart. Now, one of them was Nurse Price, and one of them was Emma Price. Was it the same character, or was it just
No,
is that just a coincidence?
it's just a
Right.
coincidence,
Okay.
isn't it?
Okay.
One of them, I'd killed my father, I think,
Right. Okay.
and the mother tried to cover up for me.
Ah. Right. Okay.
That was one of my first jobs when I left, actually, Grangehill, and then I can't remember the other one, or the
It's
other
okay.
one.
But in between that, then Hollyoaks started.
That was an epic audition,
Right.
Hollyoaks. And actually one of the funniest things was so we had so many recalls and
Right,
like
wow.
rounds of auditions and things like that. And I remember on the last one, so I went to school with Nick Pickard. Nick Pickard was in probably the year above or the year above that.
Right.
And so I knew Nick really well anyway, and obviously because of John. So we got down, there was a huge bunch of us, and we all got the train up to Liverpool. And
Right.
I arranged to meet Nick at the train station at Euston to get the train to Liverpool. And I turned up with this massive rucksack, like massive, massive bag with loads of different clothes in, hair dryers, straighteners. And he went, "What you got that big bag for?" I went, "Well, we was told to bring an overnight bag." I went, and then he went, "Yeah, but you look like a right idiot if you don't get asked to stay." And I was like, "Oh, great, thanks, Nick." But we did get asked to stay, and we all went out for dinner that night, and then we had auditions again the next day. And I remember, and it was quite a long process, and I was being sick all day. I had a massive migraine because I got so anxious
Yeah.
and nervous, and I couldn't remember what I said in the audition. There's something about, because it was Phil Redmond again, and he said, "What do you think of youth culture? What do you think youth culture is?" I said, "Well, I don't think I'm youth culture," I said, "because I like Rod Stewart and I don't really like all these bands of today.
Yeah.
Rod's the god. I like Spunky Old Men." I remember like saying all these
Right,
things.
okay.
And then I came, and then when as it starts coming back to you when your migraine clears, I'm like, "Why did I say that?" It's a children's program about youth culture and about what the youth are doing today, and you're telling him that you like old men. But and it was like, oh my gosh. But yeah, I we did. I did get the part in the end. And I remember Nick's got a pub called the Chilled Eskimo. And I remember going to, we found out that day, and I remember going to the pub that night and having a drink with him. But we had to play boyfriend and girlfriend. And he'd been out with my friend at school, Julie Newell. And we had to kiss. So and they were madly in love, like Tony and Julie were madly in love in Hollyoaks. And I was like, oh my God, I can't believe I've got to kiss you because you went out with like one of my best friends. And he went, you're gonna have to get on with that, Jules, because it's gonna happen a lot. We're gonna have to kiss quite a lot because we're supposed to be in love. And I'm like, okay then. But so after the first time, it was absolutely fine. But
Right. Okay. Well, so you said that there was like a lot of auditions because it was a big thing when it came out. I remember the publicity for it was just amazing. It was everywhere. But were you auditioned together as a group that like that final six or seven of you? Yeah, did the audition you like that
Well,
or?
they kept putting us in with different people and
Right.
different groups. I mean, I think I read for the part of Louise, first of all,
Right.
and there actually wasn't a part called Julie. They
Right.
wrote it in.
Yeah.
So I didn't have. I remember the first episode. I was hardly in it at all, and it was this massive, massive thing. And like my family sat down to watch. And I was like, oh, is that it? Is that all you've done? And I went, yeah. But
Well,
you've been
do you
off
know
in
what?
Liverpool.
The thing I remember most about that, because I watched that, was just Will Mellor climbing through windows. That's literally
Oh, he did
the only
all
thing
the
I.
time. He
Yeah.
never used the front door, did
No,
he?
you're just climbing through windows. That's all I seem to remember about that. And you've already mentioned the fact that you were on it with Nick Pickard, and obviously John and Claire were on 2.4 Children at the same time, which I don't think that's ever happened anywhere else in television. I don't know. Maybe it has, but and I think because obviously you and Claire are twins, but Nick and John are so alike as
Well, they're
well.
very close as well.
Really obvious, wasn't it? The fact that the brothers and sisters were in the same programs, and you've been a few times since you left. You've been back to
Oh my
Hollyoaks.
God. I've been back a few times. I went back the first time for a year. It was
Right.
supposed to be a couple of episodes, and I ended up staying for a year. And I had such a ball. Do you know what? Again, Hollyoaks is a whole different ball game though, because I was grown up.
Yeah, I
So,
can imagine.
and
Yeah.
the boys lived in one house and the girls lived in another, next door to each other.
Yeah.
You can just imagine, can't
Yeah.
you?
Yeah.
Lots of stories that can't be talked about.
No. And I imagine the Chilled Wall Abbey pub got hit quite a bit and the five ways and all places like
The Abbey did definitely, but
that.
we used to go into town.
Right.
And there used to be a restaurant called Est 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 in
Yeah, yeah,
the
yeah.
docks.
Yeah.
We used to go there a lot. Oh God, I love Liverpool. Liverpool is like my second home. And
Right.
when that last time I went back to Hollyoaks, and there was like, "Hey, welcome back, girl,"
Yeah.
and I was welcome home, and I'm like, "Yes," and because it's like everybody is so lovely,
Yeah.
and I just do feel. You pull up in the train station, or I pulled up in my car, and it's like, oh, yes, this is home. And I
Brilliant.
remember I was 18 when I got the part of Julie, and I had to move away from home, and it was a big thing. And again, I wasn't very confident, still wasn't very confident. The person who made me confident was actually a Scouser.
Right. Yeah.
So he was a he he. Was my he ended up being my boyfriend,
Right.
but he really believed in me, and he really made me. I learned a martial art while I was up
Ah,
there,
right.
as
Okay.
well, and I be just became more confident, and and so and then I left, and then I went back for a year, and then that was good fun, and then I made a new group of friends then. See, because there wasn't a lot of people left from where,
Yeah.
And the last time I went back, there was hardly anybody. I didn't hardly
Right.
know anybody. And I felt really old.
Right. So,
I mean, it was Nick. Nick was the only one that I
yeah.
knew.
No plans at the moment to go back into Hollyoaks then.
I love Liverpool. I love Hollyoaks. And I've got nothing but fond memories. So I would never, ever say never.
Brilliant.
I would
Brilliant.
always say, yes, please. I'll come again.
Okay. Okay. And And then I've got you down in something called Extra. Is that right?
Yes.
Right. That sounds
Yes.
really interesting. So can you explain what that was?
So Extra was a thing where it was basically, it's a language program,
Right.
but it's based on friends.
All
So
right.
we
Okay.
were the friends characters. And so we had to speak very clearly,
Yeah.
and it's been sold to so many countries. And it was a comedy series to teach people English.
Right, okay.
So we spoke English and we had to speak very well.
Yeah.
And we did quite a few episodes, but I had to move to Italy.
Right, wow.
Which was amazing. Totally fell in love with Italy. Yes, and my character was even so. I had to dye my hair
Right,
dark
okay.
brown, and my character was kind of like the Phoebe character.
All right, okay.
So yeah, which is yeah. So it was yeah, it was like that, and that was really enjoyable. I did that. Gosh, that was a long time ago now as
Yeah, it's
well.
about, well, it says 2002 on the information I've got, right?
Yeah, possibly, possibly.
Yeah, and you mentioned like your casualty and your Holby and stuff like that. And then
Yeah.
you were in, I've got you down for an episode of The Hustle, is that right?
Yes.
With
So I
Mark, was
filmed
Mark
that,
Warren in that one, was he?
but not in that episode.
Oh, no way.
No, I know, but I have actually seen him since.
Right.
Yes. Because I did a play with Abby Titmuss, and that was his
All
girlfriend at the time. But yes, I did do an episode of Hustle. And it was just before I got married. I remember it was
right.
literally like the week before I got married or
Wow.
something like that. Yeah.
Wow.
So it was lovely. Yeah,
Brilliant.
it was really, that was good.
So I've got like that's on your IMDb. That's the last thing that I've got. But I'm assuming you've done other stuff since.
Yeah. So I've done mostly a lot of theatre.
All right, okay.
And had this, so I live in Cambridge now. And the reason that I live in Cambridge is because I did panto here for 7 years
All right,
at the
okay.
Cambridge Arts Theatre. And my mum and dad, and I used to come and stay with my mum and dad here. And I fell in love with it. It's such a very quiet and beautiful. But then if you go into Cambridge, it's hustle bustle, lots of tourists. So you've got that if you want it. But I live in a quiet village now.
Right.
And yeah, so I did panto. I did a play called The Naked Truth with Lisa Riley.
All right, yeah.
And that was about women who learned to pole dance in a church hall. About all different, they're all different types of women.
Right, I get you.
My character was a really annoying character called Trisha, who had to be the best at everything.
Right.
So unfortunately, she had to be a really good pole dancer. So there was lots of bruises involved there.
Right, okay.
Yeah, lots of lessons and lots of bruises. Yeah, so I did that. What was the last thing I did? I do voiceover work, and I've done a few commercials, but nothing major because I had a baby,
All right, okay.
so my husband worked away a lot before COVID,
Yeah.
so I couldn't commit to touring anymore. And actually, Claire's just been offered a tour, and she's trying to work out if she can sort,
Yeah.
because it's a At the moment, it's a really our children are in year six, so that it's
Right.
a very important,
Yeah.
they're going into upper school, so it's a very important time. And she's work trying to work out whether she can actually make that work, make it feasible. She did do a tour. She did a tour when Johnny, her son, was, gosh, probably about two. And anyway, childcare let her down. So I remember going on tour with her to
Right.
help with Johnny.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we are still very, very, very close.
Yeah. So you are still in the industry on and off, but what else you
On
do?
and off. I work for Claire
Right.
on
Yeah.
she does like a doggy daycare
Yeah.
thing. And I do that. I was going to volunteer 1 day a week, and so I do it for Claire.
Right, okay.
So but other than that, no, I don't do anything else. It's actually my daughter's really sporty.
Yeah.
So like she runs cross country, she swims for the school. So I spend most of my time one running her here, there and everywhere.
Yeah.
That takes up quite a lot of time.
Yeah. But that must be great as well, though. What,
Yes, but
getting to
also
watch.
she's also very she's also she would play she did Joseph last year in her school play and played Joseph, and she was wanted to be an actress.
Right, okay.
She was really good, and I'm like, no, because she's got brains like her daddy, and I'm like,
Yeah.
don't take after mummy. I'm not saying actors are stupid, because not all actors are stupid at all, but she's got brains like her daddy,
Yeah.
so put those to good use.
Right, okay. Okay. So you've mentioned a couple of the people that you're still in touch with now. So are you in touch with a lot of the cast?
No. Do you know who I would like to speak to? So I know what Paul Adams is doing.
Yeah.
Paul Paris.
Yeah.
But he's Paul Adams. He'll always be Paul Adams, because that's
Yeah.
what he was at school. Rachel, I am in touch with. Like, just text, like
Yeah.
Facebook and things like that. The others, I don't know what they're doing. I'd love to know what Sonia's up to.
Yeah.
Kelly George, I think, was in America at one point.
Yeah, he's still in the industry, definitely.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, I don't know what Gareth's up to. Desmond, I don't know. No, I have seen Louisa, but that's like,
Yeah.
yeah, sporadically. But all these people, if I saw them, I'd be like,
Well,
oh my God, hello.
Desmond's been on here, so you'll need to listen to his episode, because
Oh yeah,
that's not, yeah,
absolutely.
he's been on, like, yeah. Okay, so we are coming towards the end, Julie. So I've got a few questions for you. They're all Grainger related,
Sure. Is
but
it a quiz?
it's not a quiz, no. And it's funny because that's exactly what Claire said to me when we got to this point of the interview as well.
Because I want to beat her, because we are
Oh,
quite, yeah.
no, it's definitely not a quiz. No, it's not. So recently there's been talk of a Grange Hill movie in the works. Phil
Been
Redmond.
talk of that for a long
Yeah,
time.
Phil Redmond's written it. Sarah Sugarman, who played Jess Samuels years ago, there's the director for it. What do you think of the idea of a Grange Hill movie?
Could I be in it,
Well, I was
please?
just going to say, if you were asked, would we
I
see you
would,
turn up?
yeah.
Yeah.
I would love. I loved. Do you know what? When Grange Hill came up to, because Grange Hill used to be filmed at Elstree and Bournemouth, like I said, and then it moved to Liverpool, and so it was filmed in the same place as Hollyoaks. And I was always like, oh God, I'd love to go back,
Yeah.
like maybe be a teacher or something.
Yeah.
Yeah, I why not? It was such a popular program, you know, and there isn't really anything like it, is there? I mean, there is Ackley Bridge, like I said, that my daughter watches, but there's nothing like Grange Hill, is there? And I don't think there ever will be.
No. You probably, I would say you're right. Because you were saying earlier on about how, like, people weren't allowed to watch it because of the storylines in it.
Yes.
I think that's why I was allowed to watch it. Like I've said that before, it was like the storylines would be in it, and then it would then open doors for me to ask questions to my mum and
I
dad
think so.
and
And so we've talked about, so one of the storylines was Chrissy getting pregnant, and she
yeah.
was a young schoolgirl. And one of the scenes, and it was very important. One of the scenes, she comes into school, and then all the young girls are sitting around her in the class. One of the teacher's gone somewhere. They're all sitting around her, and they're asking her, "What's it like being a mum? Are you going to come back to school and study? What are you going to do now? Are you going to get a job?" And she's like, all these questions.
Yeah.
But it's like, actually, what are you going to do? What were you going to do? Because your life, how are you going to study alongside a crying baby? And it was important issues that were addressed.
Definitely,
You
yeah.
know, definitely, if they did bring another, you know, if they did make another Grange Hill or bring back, I would let my daughter watch it, because I think it's informative.
Yeah.
And I think that children, if you keep children away from these things, they're going to find out anyway.
Yeah.
You know, there's, you know, they're people at school talk, you know, it's amazing what children know now,
Yeah.
you know, and it's because of the older children at school. And so you can't keep your children, I mean, I wish we all could keep our children in a bubble and
Yeah.
wrapped up in a bubble, but we can't. And I think the more that you expose them to life, to what
Yeah.
goes on, you know, then things won't be so much of a big issue on it, or a big deal. And also they'll be equipped to cope with it,
Yeah, yeah.
ready, you know, ready for.
Yeah, definitely. Okay. So other than Natalie Stevens, who was your favorite character In Grange Hill.
Do I have to say when I was in it or ever?
Ever. Ever.
I've got to say Rach.
Right, yeah.
Justine. I actually always wanted to be Justine
Right.
before I even got the part of Natalie.
Yeah.
And I, yeah, but yeah, and also, and then you actually, when you meet Rachel, you want to be Rach
Right,
because
okay.
she's so cool. She was always so cool and a lot older than her years.
Yeah.
Yeah, and everyone loved her.
Yeah.
Everyone loves her. Everyone still loves her.
Yeah, I remember when Kevin Bishop was on here, he said he didn't think there wasn't any lad in the country at that time that didn't fancy Justine. didn't
Exactly.
fancy Rachel, yeah.
And do you know what? When I look back at and I watch those episodes, I just think, oh my God, look at my hair. But I got like, even my daughter's like, oh, Mum, look at your hair. Yeah, I mean, it was like a lion's mane. You know, you think it's cool at the time. I mean, I'm envious now. I wish my hair was that thick. But it's just, and then you look back and you think, wow, what was I wearing? And that's the only thing about growing up on TV. You've got to live with it forever because it will always be out there. Whatever you did, it will like when the big reveal with Natalie and Natasha, when Claire came through and pulled that face and went, she's got to live with that. That I can always pull that back up on a screensaver. It will always be
Brilliant.
there.
Brilliant. So, yeah, so Justine is your favorite character. So, and if you couldn't have played Natalie, you think that's the character you would have liked to have played, was it?
Yes, I do, because she had some cracking storylines, and
Yeah.
she was always quite an integral part to everybody's
Yeah.
storyline.
Yeah.
She started, actually, Rachel started when she was really young, didn't she? There
Yeah.
was a her and Tex. I remember watching them,
Yeah.
like from episode one.
Episode one, but also there was a behind the scenes program and it showed like part of their auditions as well. So, like, it was around about the time when Lee MacDonald had just left. So, you still had the likes of George Wilson and, John
Yes.
Alford and people like that. But yeah, so you got to see them in their auditions and then you sort of go, because Sean Maguire was only, what, he was 10, wasn't he, when he started? He was really,
Yeah.
really young when he started.
He was
Yeah.
really. He
And
was
I,
only in it for a year when I'm sure. I think he was only in
yeah,
it
I
for.
think he was he'd done a year with you, and then about the first five or six episodes. Yeah, because that was when he left at that party, didn't he? We didn't mention the
Yeah.
party when Sever Cleaver was trying to come on to Natalie, and she was having
Oh my gosh, I
none of
remember.
it.
This is what I mean. And he made me feel so comfortable. He
Yeah.
was so funny.
Yeah.
So funny. Do you know what? I remember going, we used to play football, Grange Hill versus Biker Grove.
Oh
And
yeah.
that's where Claire met Declan.
Right.
We went up to Newcastle to play Grange Hill versus Biker Grove. And John Drummond managed to get us in this club. We were 16. I don't know how we got in the club because we looked about 12. But he managed him and Ian Condon,
Oh yeah, Ian Congdon Lee, yeah.
Billy. So they were both up with us, and they managed, and Kelly George, and we managed to get into this club. And you know what he's like, John
Yeah.
Drummond. Just he managed to talk his way in. We got drinks and it. Like, we got taken to a VIP bit. Honestly, he did the full job, and I
Brilliant.
always remember he was just so funny,
Yeah.
so just laughing so much.
Tremendous. And what a night out it is in Newcastle as well.
Yeah.
Brilliant night
Oh,
out in Newcastle, like.
not as good as Liverpool, though.
Right, okay. Okay. All right then. So the final question then, Julie, is why do you think there's still such affection for Grange Hill?
Because I think for a lot of people, it was their childhood. It's like it's what you grew up with. You know, it's a comfort thing. You used to come home, used to get in from school, or you'd play out for a little bit. My mum would call you for tea and it'd be on at 25 past five. You'd sit and have your dinner and watch Grange Hill.
Yeah.
And it's a nice memory.
Yeah.
And also it was, I think for a lot of people, it's something that they wanted to be in. Do you know what I mean? It's, wanted, definitely just admired it. And I was definitely a big fan. I mean, I remember watching it probably when I shouldn't have been watching it, with Zamo, with the storyline. You know, because my brother was watching it, and my older brother was watching it with that storyline. I mean, I remember Tucker being in it. I remember watching. So that's how young I was when I started watching Grand Hill. I remember a few of those characters, Trisha. I mean, yeah, that's so. Yeah, it's just something. It's something that I grew up with, and luckily and fortunately, was ended up appearing in, and enjoying 4 great years and making some lovely, lovely memories. And it's just a memory that I treasure, and it's something that I'm very proud to have been a part of.
Brilliant, brilliant. Well, Julie, thank you so much for
You're
coming on.
welcome.
It's been brilliant talking to you, getting your side of your experiences and your memories from the program. It's been absolutely brilliant talking to you. So thanks again for
You're
coming on.
welcome. Nice to
Brilliant.
meet you.
Brilliant. And for anyone that's listening, I'll speak to you next time. Cheers. Thanks. Bye-bye.